everyone. Welcome to America Trends. Thank you for being with us this hour on the U2 America TV network and on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Amy Fuller. Some of our guests ahead this hour, Patricia Greenberg. She is the fitness gourmet, and her message is eat well, live well, age well, and wouldn't we all like to buy into that? She is going to talk about healthy eating and nutrition as we age, so she will be along in just a few moments. Dr. Michael Mantel will be here to talk about the power of our mindset. You know, we hear things like this all the time, but it's a great reminder every day. So he's going to talk about both the conscious and unconscious mindset, and how changing even the simplest of them, negative thoughts, etc., can have a profound effect on nearly every aspect of our lives. So we're going to talk about something he calls, and you might have heard of this, growth beliefs versus fixed beliefs, and one is better than the other. So Dr. Mantel, the author of The Link Is What You Think and Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, P.S. It's All Small Stuff, will be in studio in just a few moments. Trending in the news, some very, very tragic news that no one likes this sort of outcome, but bail has been set at $5 million for the parents of a Crystal Lake, Illinois boy who had been reported, the parents reported him missing about a week ago. A.J. Frun was just 5 years old. His parents were charged with murder just hours after the boy's body was found in a shallow grave. And it appears that DCFS, the Department of Children and Family Services there in Illinois is what it's called, had a long history with this couple and knew them. So there they are, Joanne Cunningham and Andrew Frun. The parents face multiple charges and a sad outcome. The little boy, they believe it is definitely his body. Political news. Joe Biden made it official Thursday. He is throwing his hat in the ring, launching his third campaign for the U.S. presidency. The former VP says he will hit the campaign trail next week, starting in the key battleground state, Pennsylvania. And when asked about Barack Obama not endorsing him, of course, he was Barack Obama's VP. Biden said, well, you know, I asked Barack Obama not to endorse me. Really. President Trump also then gave Biden a nod today via Twitter, not surprisingly, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe, etc. And so we will see who ends up being the Democratic nominee. Should be very interesting. We are just months away from 2020. Can you believe it? And entertainment, a big reveal today about the next James Bond movie. So this is the 25th James Bond movie, and hashtag James Bond was certainly trending. Daniel Craig's fifth and final installment is Bond. And the whole set, the plot, it's all going to take place in Jamaica, heading home. Rami Malek, who just won an Oscar for his work in Bohemian Rhapsody. Boy, he is really a big trending star. He's also well known for iRobot, a series that came on the scene a few years ago, and he just got so much attention for that. And then today, you know, they did this they were feeding some reveals today. It's a big day. Other cast members were released, and the producers actually were in Jamaica as they did all this. They shot a promo for the film. And it's sort of neat. It was at Bond creator Ian Fleming's Golden Eye Estate, and we have a little bit of what they had to say about the upcoming latest in this franchise.
But Barbara, can you tell us, without ruining anything, what fans can expect from this 25th movie?
Well, Bond is not on active service when we start the film, so he is actually enjoying himself in Jamaica.
Oh, my goodness.
We consider Jamaica Bond's spiritual home. So he starts his journey here, and we've built an extraordinary house for him. We've had a tremendous support from the Jamaican Minister of Culture and Tourism, and we've had about 500 people, local people, working on the film already. So we've got quite a ride in store for Mr. Bond, and no title, unfortunately.
I was going to ask, dare I say, like, do we have a title, but completely nothing at the moment?
Bond 25.
No, I can't remember the last time we had a title when we announced the beginning of the film. It's a tradition now.
Well, Bond 25 it is. Kerry, can you confirm any other locations for us today?
Yeah. Shouldn't
Welcome back to America Trends. I'm Amy Fuller. No matter what age we are always trying to plan for the future. And by the future, I mean, well, how we look and how we age and how we feel. And we are so glad to have our friend, the fitness gourmet, to talk to us about so many things this hour. You can go to her website, thefitnessgourmet.com. She is the author of a few books, which you can purchase as well. But her name is Patricia Greenberg, and she has just a passion for nutrition and fitness. She's a working wife, mother, and certified culinary professional, so we can call on you for that too,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For 30 years of experience as a chef, nutritionist, and wellness educator. Mm-hmm. And most of all, you want to dedicate your life to advocating so we can have a better life. So thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, my pleasure. It's just, I sort of, just quick background. A couple years ago, we ended up having everybody living back at home. So, and I'm very I always tell everyone I'm 58, and I'm very proud of my age because I've been
Wow, I would say so.
Thank you. And I've really been examining the ages and stages of life and how we deal with it. So at one point, we had me, I'm 58. At the time, I was 56. My husband, 70. My mother-in-law, 100. My 42-year-old stepson and my 17-year-old daughter, all living in one house together.
That's quite a spectrum,
and you
Patricia.
Learn a, you yes, and you learn a lot about the different stages of life and how people live and how they eat and what they need. And I had to tend to each person's need individually because that's how it is. You have a teenager, you have an elderly person. My husband is a working attorney, very, very busy, and my stepson works in finance. And we all had to kind of figure out everybody's work schedule, life schedule, and how they eat and how they live. And it sparked this interest in me to start to examine, again, the stages we go through and where we're at in life. And I particularly wanted to focus today, something that we're all sort of struggling with and embracing at the same time is just your appearance as you age and beauty and wellness as we age. And, you know, we've met before and talked extensively about fitness and nutrition angle, which I'm always happy to share whatever I can mm-hmm. about that. Nutrition for the life cycle is just as important at 17 as it is at 100
yeah.
and everywhere
we
in between.
We need different things at different points.
We need different
points,
things at different age, but yeah. it doesn't change as much as you think. Everybody
really.
Needs to eat really nutritious. Everyone needs to keep moving. You know, sitting is the new smoking, sitting is the new heart attack.
Yeah.
So we're trying to pay attention to movement. But we all get to that point, we look in the mirror and they say, that's not me. That's not what I look like. But the truth is, it is you, and it is what you look like. And one thing I want to do about positive aging is embrace where you are today, love your age, and just be who you are. So when you look in the mirror and you see a wrinkle or a gray hair, which I see a lot of at this point, there's no shame in coloring your hair and maybe getting a little help from the dermatologist. But the reality is, if you just stay where you are, you'll be so much happier. It's not necessary to compete with people younger or your own age or older. Just one of my barometers in life is I hang around with a lot of people my own age. I'm fortunate to have several siblings with whom we're close in age. And I also have my girlfriends who I know from childhood all the way up until now. And we kind of check off each other's milestones and support each other's happiness. And we're all there for each other if something isn't going well. And that is really embracing your age. And your appearance is something, it's so personal and it's so frightening to think that you're going to look elderly or unwanted or,
yeah.
but that's really, it's really not as bad as you think it is.
So I know that you also, if people contact you, you have shopping tips for people that can be
yes.
very edifying, but
yes.
also how to put together yourself at any age. I mean, we all can go pay a lot of money at the Botox doc.
Yes.
But are there things we can do ourselves, like eating better, knocking off the drinking and exercise? I don't know. You know.
I will tell you in a capsule, if you will, it's a bottomless pit of information, but real quick. Quickly, yes, eating well plays a role, but again, one drink instead of five, you know, put a little less salt on your food, mm-hmm. lots of sleep goes without saying, mm-hmm. a lot of water, being happy keeps your face really very vibrant, and sunscreen, I can't say it enough, it doesn't matter what climate you live in, I buy tinted, so when I put on a little sunscreen, it has a little makeup tint
goes
to
a
it,
long way.
And a little lipstick. The other thing is, don't try to dress for another decade. And only buy clothing that suits you. If the rest of the world thinks it's out of style, what do you care? The more you put on things that actually fit you and fit your style, you will look a lot better. And that's timeless. Putting on clothing, do you want to run around to one of those cheap chic stores that the teenagers shop at and look ridiculous and buy clothing that is kind of going to fall apart in no time anyway.
And that's not to say we wear granny clothes.
That's right.
But we can
that's
wear
right.
things that we feel suited to,
yes.
that make us feel confident, because
exactly.
if we feel confident,
exactly.
we will present ourselves right. that way probably.
Like here, a good pair of black dress pants, nice jewelry. I have some good pieces and I have some costume pieces that I combine.
Yeah.
And I went and got this. Interestingly, I went to a mall store and found this on sale, and I thought it's one of my favorite colors. Looks beautiful. And I can throw myself together for a work environment, an evening attire. And sometimes if you just want to feel good, I really, really encourage you to go in your closet and get rid of the things that don't fit and that you don't feel good in. I don't even want to say whether it looks good or not. If you don't feel good in it, get rid of it. The thrift store will use it. Give it to a homeless shelter. And just only keep the things that make you feel good about the way where you are today and now in 2019.
That's half the yeah. battle, though,
yes.
getting rid of things that
yes.
are just weighing you
yes.
down, not
yes.
sparking joy.
That's
as,
exactly
as they
right.
say,
yes,
then,
yes.
Yeah, but confidence. So
and
much.
If it sparks joy, you will exude joy, and you'll look better and you'll feel better. You
I know? Love that, Patricia
yeah.
Greenberg.
Yeah.
So I want to mention before you go, we've got your two books,
oh,
and I want
you
to be able to tell us. This one has literal things you can make, and
yes.
then why you chose to write this one, which is just coming out.
Yes. Yeah, so Scrumptious is a book. It's a cookbook, but
yeah.
it also contains all the nutrition information that you need, easy to prepare. I always joke, you know, what's in your refrigerator? What's in your pantry? Open the refrigerator, you have a bell pepper, a can of green beans, and some lettuce, you make yourself a salad.
Fun deal.
So that book
yeah.
is all about that. But this book I have coming out now, Eat Well, Live Well, Age Well, mm-hmm. is 10 chapters and it's 10 parts on how to just embrace your age, where you are today. I talk about the physiology of aging and try to teach you not to be afraid of things that may happen, little quirky things that happen in our body as we get older. So if you feel a little stiff in the morning, everybody does, don't be alarmed. Just get up and move a little bit. If you're starting to feel a little bit off, go get a checkup and see what it is. More often than not, it's nothing. It's just a little small something that might be happening. You make a little adjustment in your life. Don't let yourself ever get too tired or too hungry or too worn out. You know the warning signs when to stop, step back, and no more finish lines and no more deadlines. Let's just have peace in everything we do every day.
I love that
yeah.
sleep and nutrition every day
yeah.
and those
yes.
good goals. And
yes.
you can go to your website, thefitnessgourmet.com,
yes.
to keep up every day and get
Absolutely.
A little bit of, you know, yes. this motivation every yeah. single day, Patricia.
Yeah, and the book is coming out now in 2019, and I will have tips and advice on the website for aging well.
We can't
yes.
wait to see you back
Thank
again.
You.
Will you keep us
Thank
posted
you.
On what
Absolutely.
You're doing? Keep us
yes.
healthy, Patricia.
I will. Thank you.
We're back
okay.
after this on America Trends. Thank you so much.
Mama said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. All tied up. No more love. And I'd hate.
Give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself.
Welcome back to America Trends. Hey, what is trending in home decor? It's nice to keep up with this sort of thing, isn't it? And we've got a little bit of this, including what is the latest thing for children's rooms. And we've got a wonderful lady on with us this hour on America Trends, who is the purveyor of three companies, three different sites, three different home decor brands that are very popular in some of your favorite stores, which you've certainly heard of. So we'd like to welcome co-founder Karen Kapp. She's got Green Box Art Plus Culture, Oopsie Daisy, Fine Art for Kids, and Wheat Paste Art Collective. These are really fun names. Hey, Karen, welcome to America Trends.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Oh, good. Oh, I love this whole thing, too. I just want to take a minute and look at everything.
Oh, yeah. All the animals above my head. Right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So tell us about what you do.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed working for 20 years, bringing home decor to the market that we think is personality packed, that is engaging and kind of forges an emotional connection with people. That's kind of what we're known for in the home decor market. And we've been working with companies such as Pottery Barn Kids, L.L. Bean,
right.
You name it. We had a five-year program running with Target to do all their children's wall art for many years. So it's kind of evolved as the market trends have evolved. And it's a lot of fun. We get to work with color and design on a daily basis. And I think the most important thing that I've told homeowners who are looking to do something new is to make sure that there's some of you in the room, that it doesn't look as though a designer came in and did it all out of the box for you. It needs to have some of your quirk and personality. And that's what we strive to help consumers find in the marketplace.
And see, that's what I love about it, because on two fronts, like you just said, you can really express yourself. But also, when you get up in the morning and go throughout your day, you can be inspired and relaxed and satiated by what's going on in your home. And I think you must play a big part of that.
I think your home is the place where you go to recharge, and it should be the place that makes you the happiest. A family lives in that space, and how they interact with one another, sometimes it's colored by their environment. When we started Oopsie Daisy Fine Art for Kids, we did so because we had a child, and we just didn't find in the marketplace the kind of art that we felt sort of spoke to us and would speak to our son. And that's what we strove to create for other families. And it's just, people tell me, you know, if they're having a bad day and they look up and they see the animals that you saw in my office above their desk in their office, it gives them a moment to just kind of smile and say, you know, this isn't life or death, whatever's going on in my world right now, I'm going to get through it. And fun is good.
Karen, and what I love about that is so much invention and art creations are born from necessity, and you wanted something, you know, something cuter, something better for your kids' room. So that's how you got started on some of them. How else did you start the, because you have like two or three, and I know you can go to any of these sites, purchase things, and they all go to the same shopping cart, so it's uber convenient for the shopper.
It is. We tried to create an experience that was similar to shopping on any large retailer's website, but you can hop between the different age brands. For us, Oopsie Daisy came out of that first child, and of course, children grow, and our kids are now 21 and 17, Wheat Paste was born out of that need for teen art that was parent approved, but still did something a little bit different for the teen and kind of spoke to them as well. We also had retailers who had furniture stores who generally have a teen section, you know, where you go in and you see the bunk beds. So we wanted to do a teen art line that would work for those retailers. And then Green Box Art came from our same retailer saying to us, you know what, people love what you do for the children's market. So couldn't you expand and do it for the adult market too? Because adults also like to express themselves with personality and fun. So Green Box Art is currently actually taking probably about 60 to 70% of our business, because this line we've been able to expand into ceramics and into tote bags and key pouches. And so we've done a lot more than focus on wall decor as we've grown into that market. With the children's line too, there are a lot of great gifting opportunities and a lot of personalized art, growth charts, night lights, things like that that can be personalized.
Karen, I almost want to ask you, how often do you feel the need to change your own decor at home?
Well, you know, it's ever revolving. I think when I first was doing the baby's changing table, we had to paint that three or four times to get the right shade of green. But I've gotten a little more laid back as I've matured. We are still always, you know, plopping in a new pillow and freshening up the walls with a new piece of art, because, you know, it's your surroundings. So you want it to be kind of ever changing, just like you are.
Yeah. And it's all just research, right, Karen?
Yes.
Research for the
Every
business.
Time I go shopping, I tell my husband it's market development. You know,
I hear you, girlfriend. That's so true.
Yeah.
So you have all kinds of different, besides all the knickknacks and the fabrics and the textiles, I see a lot of different forms of art. Do you go to companies or do you go straight to artists that you find that you like?
We work straight with artists.
And nice.
We have about
That's so
300
special.
Yeah, it's almost 400 artists that we work with directly, and many of them we've been working with now for 18, 19 years, as long as we've had the company, because their looks are evolving just as our looks are evolving. But their talent is immense, and it's so much fun to collaborate with people who have this passion. We have a passion for home decor, and they have a passion for creation. Mm-hmm. And it's truly rewarding to have an artist say to you, you know, I don't need to go and do my side job anymore. Yeah. I can be an artist and do what I love because we're working together.
Some great partnerships. And I know I've got an online business. And I know if you've been around 18, 19, 20 years as you have, everything has changed. You don't have to worry about brick and mortar. You can go straight online and find your niche, right? It's got to be. It's a great time to live and be an entrepreneur.
I think it's good to have all channels. And we've sort of found as we started really working with retailers, and that is still the main component of our business. So when you go into stores across the nation, you can find our products. And then our website helps to serve the markets where maybe there isn't such good store penetration and they can come directly to us and be satisfied too. It, for us, we've just found the more we can work with the marketplace's needs, the more successful we will be. So being ever flexible as an entrepreneur would definitely be my advice to anybody starting out. And I would say you have got to be passionate about what you do, because if you're embarking on a potentially 20-year journey, you really want to love what you do every day.
Sure. So what are some of the trends in home decor? I mean, you could probably easily say it's what you like, but what is really going out there? And, you know, you always have people that are looking to sell their homes and stage them. What is really the look right now that seems fresh and new and not too heavy and distant?
Well, I think there's a difference between doing decor for staging a home and for living in a home. But to have people walk into the home and feel like it's layered, it has a variety of textures, that will always make it visually interesting. And so that would be, you know, having enough pillows on the sofa to make it look interesting, to have a throw so it's cozy, to have a gallery of images for wall art, I think is a great, very on-trend look instead of one piece. To have multiple pieces that work together. And to do that successfully, you can pick a color palette and then pick a theme and then make sure that what you're doing works within that. You can also lay it out on the ground first in squares, you know, just cut paper in squares and rectangles the size of what you're going to hang on the wall and make sure it looks good before you start doing the nails and so forth, just to spare yourself some of that headache.
Karen, I've really enjoyed this so much. We're out of time, but I hope you do come back because I think there's so much more to talk about and you know, your suggestions for other entrepreneurs that want to do what you do. So I hope people go find you on wheatpaste.com and all your other affiliates. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Amy.
We'll see you next time, Karen. You may have heard by now the power of our mind and our mindset. And you may not have heard quite of this yet, a growth mindset or a fixed mindset, or fixed beliefs versus growth beliefs. And one is better than the other. And here to tell us about it is our friend to the show, Dr. Michael Mantel. He is the author of The Link Is What You Think most recently, and also Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. P.S. It's all small stuff. And, you know, just sort of taking just a little some degrees over from the way we think can really change everything, can it, Doc? Welcome back.
It's good to be here.
Nice to see you.
It can change everything. Mm-hmm. There are people, imagine if true learning potential, if we could not know our true learning potential, it was we couldn't discover it. Imagine what life would be. We would always be seeking and learning and growing. And then there are people who believe, no, what I have is fixed. My intelligence, my power, my wealth, the love I have, it's set in stone. And all I do is protect it. And I think every time someone asks me to take a risk, to raise my hand in class, to go for the job promotion, to ask that woman out, it's an opportunity to show how stupid I am, how ignorant I am, what I don't have. People with a growth mindset that was originally developed by a psychologist at Stanford. Her name is Carol Dweck, D-W-E-C-K.
And what circle is this? I'm always interested to hear when these things came into play.
This in the last 5 years or so.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Maybe I've heard it in the lexicon since then,
right.
Last few years. Yeah.
And so she wrote a great book about mindset. But what she says is that, and we're going to have some slides to show people about this,
sure.
But when you go through life feeling like everything you have is set in stone, all you do with other people is protect it and feel that, oh, wait, you know, am I a failure? Am I going to succeed? How am I going to look? Am I going to blow this interview with Amy today? What's going to happen? Because all I do is continue to think I'm going to lose what I have. But the other person,
you're just playing head games with yourself, and that will actually take you down a dark path.
Oh, it takes you down a blocked dark path, a path that says there's no hope, there's no growth. The other person says, I don't know, every time I bump my head, it's an opportunity for me to learn. Every time I fail, That means I can learn something now. Sure. Every time I trip, I learn be more careful. Every time I think of myself as someone who hasn't achieved, I say I haven't achieved yet.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those things where we don't label ourselves, but we label the behavior. Like, I didn't, I'm not a failure, but I did fail at this today. One of those kind of things.
And what I tell people all the time is, replace the word failure with learning.
Oh, so great. I didn't fail.
I learned something today.
Yeah. And if you don't, you're not taking risk and you're not growing at all.
So I want to tell you about a real life situation that just happened recently, this week actually. This person I'm doing some coaching with has everything that most people, your audience, would say, oh, I'd love this, I'd love this, I'd love this. I'd love, everything going for her. Mm-hmm. But my life just sucks. It's terrible. That's why I drink, and that's why I use drugs, and my life is just horrible. What is she not seeing? She's afraid that all that she has is going to be taken away. She's going to lose it. Oh, she doesn't think, well, a little bit of effort, a little bit of toil, a little bit of hard work, and I'll gain more.
She seems like she lives with a riff of fear.
Fear, that's what people who have a fixed mindset have. This is it. It's not going to get better. I better really protect this.
Yeah.
What a sad way to live, don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know, I worked in for my church for a while with your ministry, and one thing they told you that this always sticks with me because it applies to so much is love your ministry, but don't be so attached to it that if you lose it, you'll fall apart. Because some people really want to, you know, it behooves their ego to grow in the church because that's just the best thing they know about the church and if they're growing in it. But you can't do that. Your eyes have to be fixed on Jesus or whatever, and not just that particular thing. So we have to hang on, but not too tightly. And I think that applies to a lot.
Hope, which is what people who have a growth mindset have, understand that hope stands for hold on, pain ends.
Hold on. Okay, so
pain,
what is that?
That's hope.
But what is pain ends? What is that?
Pain will stop. This is just temporary.
Okay.
Someone who's got a fixed mindset says, oh, I'm going to lose everything. I got some slides I want to share with people. Mm-hmm. And if we can put them up, let's put the first one up. And that sums it up. Oh, it's a little bit difficult to see the green one. But the fixed mindset says qualities like intelligence and talent, they are set in stone. Hey, I was just born this way. It's not me. Nothing I do is going to make a difference.
You know, I was going to ask you about that because I know great people who say, this is just the way I am. And that's, I'm like, you know, you are really doing yourself no good because you're great. But when you do that, you're really inhibiting yourself from growing.
You see the limit that they're putting on themselves,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is who I am. But that means like I'm not going to grow past this. Mm-hmm. The growth mindset says, understand that that traits can be developed, honed, and improved upon through practice, toil, training, passion. We can keep growing. You tell me who you would rather have, you know, which trait you'd rather have in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Which set would you be focused on?
And you can just think of those two words as you go your day, growth or fixed.
Right.
Which one is better for the path you want to go on? I mean,
exactly.
You want to grow. You don't want to stay fixed.
I have some questions which sort of summarizes it. Let me just read these to you. Let's try an experiment. Ask yourself these questions. How can I prove I'm right? How do I get stuck with these crazy people? Who's to blame here? How can I lose whatever? That's one way to look at the world. The other is, what's working here? How is this working? How do we move this forward? What can we learn from this? So sometimes, like, I will sit here, and when you're on the set, mm-hmm. and you're just talking, I'll somehow like wind up leaning in when not a good thing for me to be doing.
We're on this camera,
okay,
and I'm talking, then you lean into your neck.
Oh, there you go. I should be doing it, right?
Good job, guys.
When I do that, it's like, okay, what a dummy. You're never going to change.
Right.
No.
We almost fired you all the time.
Really. We learn. There's no such thing as failure.
It's all just live TV. It's all good.
Exactly. But just the point here is students in school. I failed my math test. That's it. I guess I'm not
a failure.
I'm a failure. I'm not a math person. How about, well, I didn't do well this time yet. Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we want people to be able to change the way they think. And as we talk about this, I have some other slides I want to share with people, and hopefully we'll get to them.
Yeah. And well, this all really does go back to your book. We've got about a minute till break, so maybe we will pause before we get to the others. But the book, the latest one, The Link Is What You Think, because there are people, and we've talked about this, and I always love to really approach this when you're on, because perhaps you do need to go in and talk to someone about meds if you have certain things going on in your brain, physical ailments. But you're a cognitive behavioral transformation coach.
Right.
And so there are things we can do to apply to our mind, the way the things we talk to ourselves about every day, the way we think, exactly what you're talking about today, that can really go a long way.
But this is not a psychiatric illness we're talking. Someone with a fixed mindset doesn't need necessarily a psychiatrist.
Sure, sure. You just need
you need to read the book. But what you also need to do is understand that effort is either positive or negative. Some people look at effort and say, oh, it's just going to show what kind of a failure I am. And some people say effort, that's going to show how much I can learn.
That's so good. We love that. We're going to talk more about this after the break with Dr. Fantel. Thank you so much. Holding on to this ring. Well, it can affect your mind and your physical health, physiological, all these things. Just the way you think, the way you talk to yourself, the way you go about your day, the way you react to things. And here to help us along with all that is Dr. Michael Mantel. He is just he's just sought after all over the world and does so many things. We're always so glad we can get him in here weekly. He's a cognitive behavioral transformation coach, the author of a few books. Some are very familiar. Most recently, The Link Is What You Think and Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. P.S. It's All Small Stuff. And so we have these. You want to pick them up, Amazon and other places, right? Your
right,
website?
Amazon, it's all over Amazon. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, exactly.
But your website also, drmichaelmantel.com, is that right?
Right, exactly. Okay, and they'll be able to see some replays of the interviews here as well.
Right. We love to go back. I mean, these are things, you may have heard some of this before, but frankly, we really need reminded all the time.
Always. Especially this concept, which is so... what I like to do is take the complex psychology that's out there and boil it down to like the simple way that everybody can understand it.
That's what people love about you. I see them reacting to you online on social media all the time. They're so appreciative because you really do every day take time to help
people. And so imagine walking around and saying, wait a minute, do I have a fixed, solid mindset? Or I have a growth mindset? And especially if you're a parent. Today with teenagers, oh, why bother? I don't need to go to college. Who cares? It's not going to matter. That's fixed. Mm. And moms and dads, if you're listening, you want to help your child understand that there is hope, that effort is not a test of what kind of a failure you are. It's an absolute opportunity to grow. Let me put up a couple of slides and show what I mean here. So here's a slide that I found from, I can't read that off from here, but whatever it is.
Believe PhD? Or PhD?
Yeah, something like that. It's not mine, but it really shows it. Let's look at the fixed mindset first. So the fixed mindset, this is a person who avoids challenges, hates criticism. My talent, my intelligence is not going to change. I don't want to, effort scares me. I just give up. I'm a failure. If someone else succeeds, that means that I'm not going to succeed. I will always fail. I will never improve. Why should I bother?
Yeah, but Doc, here's the thing. We know people, and perhaps you've been in this circumstance yourself, where you feel like over and over again you've failed so much that it really is so easy to stay in your comfort zone. How do you talk yourself into taking the next step, a next risk, to take a challenge, to take a chance, even though you might get knocked down yet again?
Right. So, number one, I disassociate failure from effort.
Learning.
So I always say to myself and my clients, whether face-to-face or on the phone or Zoom conference, whatever it is, number one, just because you fail, let me ask you something. What did you do after you failed? Well, I mean, forget it, Doc. I mean, I just give up.
Had a drink, went to bed,
right.
No good.
Well, what do you expect?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what I expect, why bother? Because I'm just going to fail again. How do you know that? That prediction is holding you back. Mm-hmm. So let's put up the slide, and we go through the growth. They love challenge. Give me feedback, criticize me. Thank you so much for teaching me that. Intelligence, I can develop it. I'm going to work at effort. I keep trying. I never, ever give up. I persist in the face of setbacks. To get political for a moment, look at our president. This is a person who obviously has a growth mindset. His mindset, keep criticizing me. Keep pushing me back. I just come back harder and harder. I love the example that Pastor Joel Osteen uses.
Sure,
the further you pull back the arrow, the further it goes forward. Yeah. So keep pushing me back because I'm coming forward.
That's a good analogy.
That's
sure.
Growth mindset.
Yeah. But I love what you say too about, you talk about parents and their teens. The way we think can impact everyone around us, our colleagues, our family, our kids. That's so important.
It certainly does. It affects our careers, affects our job hunting, our relationships.
You can actually think, okay, I might not feel like having this good growth mindset today, but what if I do it just to make my kids see something good, to be a good model for him or her? That can really almost get you started, like almost the fake it till you make it thing.
If you were my client, I would say to you, so Amy, I have a question. You said, I'm just going to do this for today.
Mm-hmm.
What would make you think that just for today is something you want to do? Why not do it all the time?
That's true.
It came out with, like, I don't want to do this all the time, but just for today, from show this to my kids. If parents need to understand the incredible impact that they have as role models. One more slide. Let me put this up. Which thinker are you? Instead of fixed thinking, oh, I'm not good at this, how about, what am I missing? I'm missing something. Let me go after it. I give up. Hey, I'll try a different strategy. That's a tough one. Because then they talk themselves out of that. Well, it's just going to fail anyway. How do you know that?
It's such a victim thing compared to a victor. And it's like you brought up our president. He talks about, see, these people are winners, these people are losers. It's a little harsh, but frankly, you really can't empower yourself by the way you think.
We should do a segment on coaching the president. This is too hard. Hey, maybe it'll take some time. But you see, the growth mindset is okay that it takes time. Mm-hmm. But if you believe that you're fixed, and what you have is absolutely in this jar, and I don't have any more, it's nothing more is coming, then I may lose if I try. And I don't want to lose what I have already.
Mm-hmm.
The growth person says, I'm always going to have more. I don't know where this is all going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe today, you know, it's this, but tomorrow, who knows where it'll end. So in terms of, like, who you hire, when you go for a job interview, if you come out and say, yeah, well, I have a bachelor's degree in this, and that's what I have.
It's not better.
Right.
You know, you're already apologizing for something great that you achieved.
Exactly. So we want to help people change the way they think. So I have a couple of thoughts. Five quick ways to do that. Number one, let's help people embrace their imperfection. Of course, I'm imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody who is. Well, mm-hmm. I mean.
Stop it present, some more, Doc.
Present companies. Okay, number two, challenge is not a threat to me. Michael, raise your hand. No, I don't. They're going to laugh at me. I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. You might have the answer right. No, mm-hmm. I don't. I don't even know what they're talking about.
You might add to the discussion and bring something the teacher never thought of. There are all these good things. You're going to think anyway. Why not think well of yourself?
Number three, let's replace failure with learning. Mm-hmm. And number four, let's use the word yet. I haven't done this yet. And last, criticism, welcome it. It's positive. Thank you so much.
If we change our mindset among that, instead of getting defensive, that's huge too. That's a whole other segment, Doc.
Every one of these things is huge, and it's life-changing. And the gift for your audience is to simply say real quickly, I'm not going to hold on to this fixed way of thinking anymore. I have growth, hope.
We can't thank you enough. You take so much time to prepare these for us, and you go over it on your social media too. Dr. Michael Mantel, find him at drmichaelmantel.com and online. We can't thank you enough. We'll see you next week. so glad you could be with us for the hour here on America Trends. I'm Amy Fuller, and you are with the U2 America TV Network and Biz Talk Radio. Glad to have you along, whatever your handle is. And we invite you to hang out with us 24/7 on any of our websites. And you can click right through to any of them and find us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Biz Talk Radio. We've got past podcasts on there. And then U2America.com and YTAClub.com. You can sign in and see some of our past shows and guests and all that good stuff. And we had some great guests. Yeah, there's so much good programming you want to click around on. You might get on there and just need a couple hours to go through it all. We had Patricia Greenberg, the fitness gourmet, on with us. She talked about eating healthy and having good nutrition as we age. She's the author of a few books, including Scrumptious Sandwiches, Salads, and Snacks, that's out. And then she's got one coming out next month that really does help us as we age. So tune in for Patricia Greenberg. Watch for her on social media and on her websites and for all she's doing. Some great stuff from her. Karen Kapp was here. She is with WheatPaste.com and Green Box Art Culture. She has a few websites. They all go to the same cart if you want to shop with her. And some of her clients, Pottery Barn Kids, trying to, you know, make better use of our spaces. Make it cute. Have a good little life with that. So thank you to Karen for coming on and sharing the latest trends in design. Dr. Michael Mantel talking about the power of our mindset, both conscious and unconscious. So we always enjoy him so much. Finally, this is trending. Gemini Man, starring Will Smith, is coming out in October, and he fights against himself. It's a pretty good trailer. It looks like a good movie. We're going to give you your first look as we say goodbye for now.
Tell me something. Why is it so hard for you to kill this man?
He knew every move of mine before I made it. I'd have him right there and take the shot.
I wanna be forever young.
And he'd be gone, like a ghost.
Do you really wanna live forever?
Who is he?
Do you really wanna live forever?
I think I know why he's as good as you. He is you.
25 years ago, they made you from me. They chose me because there's never been anybody like me. We have to end this right now. You have all of his gifts without his pain. You made a person out of another person. Then you sent me to kill him. You made a choice to do this to me.
This thing that you're struggling with is fear. Embrace it and then overcome it.
Of all the people in the world to come after me, why would he send you?